The South, Jawanong. Here, in the southern direction of the medicine wheel, everything is thriving. The trees have come awake, producing their leaves. Life itself is awake and dancing because the summer stage is here, a time of continued nurturance for all of creation, when everything is new and growing fast. Youth resides here in this direction. Youth are in the quandary stage, not old enough to be an adult, but no longer a child, when they are either searching for what they have left behind in their child stage, or losing that essence that is present within them because of a lack of nurturance. The youth is searching for something and never finding it, searching for something that they used to have. Who am I? Where do I come from? As a youth, we look to remember our humble beginnings as the child. We search for that. The southern direction reminds us to look after our spirits. When you are in balance within yourself, spirit will warn you of danger. Will tell you, no, don't go there. Go this way instead. So no matter what happens, when you listen to that spirit, to that intuition, it never deceives you. It's always right, because that's your guide. When that is disrupted, kids grow up without any direction, without any spirit nurturance. And they grow up to be teenagers, and they're into all kinds of dangers and distractions. Why? It's because there's no spirit foundation. Their spirits have not been nurtured, and their youth, their wandering stage, becomes very distant. They have a long way to go before they catch up with themselves again, and the truth about who they are. As a youth, I have to find people to help me in that time of continued growth, so I hook up with like-minded people to give me that nurturance that I think I need. And when our elders come in and say, "We have something for you. This is a gift I have for you. Take a look at it. See what you think of it." They're not saying, "I want you to follow these teachings." No. The elders are inviting them. As an elder, I invite the youth to be part of my journey. And with that invitation, most of the time they join me, just to hear out what has life, what has meaning, what has purpose. And their lives begin to change. They begin to take accountability, to form a lifestyle. They're planning now to be a better parent, to have a career, all of that. That becomes their truth. And so, looking at this life's journey, how it used to be and how it is today, where do we find the balance? We need to go back to our humble beginnings. We need to make contact with our ancestors and say, "Please, have pity on me. Pray that I will find my journey." And so the youth reminds us to be mindful in our struggles, to remember our humble beginnings as the child, and to nurture the youth themselves who are searching, because they are still growing and in need of our guidance and protection. That is why summer is the time of continued nurturance, where we learn to cultivate our spirits. The gift of cedar was given to help us in this direction. The cedar grandmother was asked by Creator, "Will you walk with these two-leggeds? Will you provide them with your medicine when they are hurting and when they are ill?" Our grandmother agreed. And so to this day, we honor that cedar tree because she is the grandmother who comes to us free of charge to administer that medicine when we ingest her and drink of her sacred teas. And so we are reminded that spirit lives inside of us, and that to nurture spirit means we must be mindful of it, lest it should run away. Grandmother Cedar helps us. With her medicine, she takes from us all those things that we don't need on our journey. Once we're ready to give them up, she takes them from us and makes us anew. That is why cedar is considered a cleansing medicine for body and soul.